Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We got Ryan Hickey and Alicia Montanaro back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass just had an award-winning update. We got a Game 7 tonight between the Spurs and Denver. I don't care what sport you follow. There's nothing better than a Game 7. It's kind of like watching the NCAA tournament where you know the loser is done. If you don't know anybody on the Spurs and the Nuggets, you'll still watch it. Look at the Game 7s you had in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and how good has that hockey been? And Johnny will keep you up to date on the games in progress. That has been so... And you went to the conference semifinals. It's been the best hockey I've seen in any spring across the board ever. NBA, I was watching, and I was listening to Jody Mack, who I love. I like to get horse racing advice from him. That guy should have a horse racing show when you get to, like, the Kentucky Derby. I know they got Taz doing the, you know, WWE WrestleMania. You know, we do MMA. We do fantasy football. We do everything on CBS Sports Radio. But Jody Mack, he should have a show called The Big Horse. Seriously. Like, on the Saturday morning of all the Triple Crown races. It's that good. So I was listening to him, and I know he does a lot, like on WIP in Philly, The Fan in New York, and CBS Sports Radio, but I've been telling everybody that Philly doesn't play enough defense to win the Eastern Conference. They don't have the stopper. And I'm telling you right now, Toronto looks like they're focused, and they're on a mission. And you get Ibaka, and you get Kawhi and Van Fleet, who's a warrior who can bump off people and take it to the rack. You know, we've been talking about Toronto getting over the hump, right? And they look like this might be the year because, yeah, Boston turned on the playoff machine. You have Milwaukee, who's the best defensive team in the NBA, in my mind. They're long, tough to shoot over. Heck, yeah, even if your team's out of it right now, the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs are fantastic. So we'll talk about that. I'll deliver huge opinions. We'll also get to the NFL draft. And I have to say something about the city of Nashville. Anybody from there, any country music producer, writer, singer, the crowds, the show they put on. And I know there's, you know, Nashville's really pushed for a Super Bowl and they have an older stadium that hurts them. They probably won't get one until they upgrade and modernize their stadium. But the crowds, the energy, what they delivered, you know, even before the draft started, that says something about the culture in Nashville when it comes to sports, and we've seen it with the Predators. I know you got the Vols fans, the Titans have had their moments. Man, that was, you know, and the Bristol network was going crazy because they have that, you know, the mobile cam going straight down the street from the stage. And that was impressive, beyond impressive. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And when Lee Greenwood, a well-known old-school country music artist, and they played after honoring our heroes, and people didn't have to pay to honor the heroes. Thank you, NFL. But when the crowd started singing, "I'm proud to be an American, God bless the USA" from Lee Greenwood, I know some of you might think it's corny. I have tears rolling down my cheeks. I have goosebumps right now thinking of it. There's, what, 200,000 people, whatever the numbers were, lined up down, you know, it looked like for a mile. And they're all singing. And it makes me feel good about our country. You know, I'm not from Tennessee. I do like country music, just like I like rap, I like rock, I like a good song. I believe if you just listen to one type of music and you don't appreciate all good music, then you're narrow-minded. But we're not going to review music on the Saturday Night Heeled Show. It was just a good weekend. Kind of went as expected early, right? Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, you know what? Cliff made him a lot of money when he became head coach at Arizona. Because I was looking at the draft trying to figure out, okay, if Kingsbury wasn't at Arizona, Josh Rosen isn't going. So then it's probably Nick Bosa one. The Niners wouldn't take a quarterback. Jets don't need him. They got Darnold last year. I don't think the Raiders would have went there. I think it was a smokescreen all along. You got Carr. You got that money. You're John Gruden. Hey, you just went 4-12. You can't bottom out again. Bucks wouldn't have taken him. Giants wouldn't have taken him. Jacksonville put the money with Foles. Lions weren't going to take him. Bills didn't need a quarterback. Big Ben got a new deal in Pittsburgh. They went with Devin Bush, traded up for him. Great pick. Bengals might have. Packers weren't. Probably to the Dolphins, he falls. Let's say, you know, Bengals or the Dolphins at 11 or 13. And Kingsbury is the guy, came in there. I'm the head coach. You guys hired me. I'm going to run that air raid type Chiefs offense. And by the way, speaking of the Chiefs, I'll also deliver a huge opinion on Tyreek Hill, where I don't want to hear from the Chiefs organization. We're troubled by what we've heard now with the audio. I was troubled when that local DA was saying, well, we know a crime was committed, but we can't charge anybody. Oh, come on. If that's any of us in a domestic situation, our rears aren't, one of us, male or female, are, you're still under investigation. And I think they tried, you know, Chiefs have a lot of power, let's be honest. And they tried to get this done before the draft began. Well, he's not charged. We think there's a crime, but we can't charge anybody. And we don't know who's telling the truth. There is a crime, but we... Hold on, Naked Gun 33rd and an 8th will be coming out following Avengers The Endgame. When I'm listening to that, and I did a little getaway out in Palm Springs and also in the foothills, and want to give a shout-out to John and Will Fueling in the corner butcher shop out there in Laverne, California. And I heard our CBS Sports Radio on our affiliate, AM 1010 in Palm Springs, also 93.7 FM out in San Diego. And I heard that, yeah, well, there was a crime, but we're not going to charge anybody. Okay. All right, I get it. And we know Tyreek Hill's past. You know, he allegedly punched, you know, kicked off Oklahoma State for punching the same woman. And then the woman has a tape, which was maybe her safety valve. And they implicate the both of them and forget football. We're talking about a three-year-old kid. I don't want to hear about what the Chiefs will miss or how fast Hill was or, my God, what a returner or a slot receiver. No. Let's just look at a three-year-old kid. And luckily, he's only three because he won't remember any of this. You know, the Chiefs didn't waste any time getting rid of Kareem Hunt, which, by the way, John Dorsey was a guy, the Cleveland GM, who's done a great job from a football perspective with resurrecting the Browns, but he was the guy that brought Tyreek Hill to Kansas City and brought Hunt to the Browns. They don't need that. They don't need another episode. I get the second chance world we live in. And also I understand with Tyreek Hill, he hasn't been charged with a crime, and there are people saying, well, how can you just kick somebody off? Okay. You know, was Ray Rice charged with a crime? Gosh, you know, Hardy, he was, and then the civil said things went away. It all works for athletes or people with money, not the normal hardworking men and women in America. Man, it is that there's a three-year-old kid. You're the Chiefs. I get the timing. Hey, the NFL may not want you to release him right now. No. And you don't waste any time with Hunt. You're going to wait till the draft is over, probably a leak tomorrow. But I get the other side saying, well, he hasn't been charged with a crime. Well, sports isn't a right in America. Playing sports is a privilege at any level. It is not a right. Well, his contract, Mary, who cares? Pay his contract then. If he wants to sue you and you need to settle, pay it. You're the Hunt family, the Chiefs, you're the NFL. You're supposed to be bigger than this, but remember Greg Hardy came back and played for the Cowboys, and the NFL let him play for the Cowboys, but the NFL won't let the Cowboys put stickers on to honor the officers who were shot in cold blood. Same NFL that goes after Antonio Brown for twerking, but look at the people they have allowed back into the NFL. You just have to say, look, man, there's a three-year-old with a broken arm. Could have fell. Right? They're doing their own investigation. NFL local prosecutor now has reopened the case with that audio, 11 minutes from Dubai. You know, that alone should be enough to say, we don't want this guy. Forget his past of already allegedly punching the pregnant girlfriend, the same woman now. But if you have talent or money in America, you live a different life. You do. You live by different rules. I don't want to hear about what's the right time. I told you how great the weekend was. I don't think anybody will bat an eye if the word came down in the next 5 minutes that Hill was released by the Chiefs. I don't think there would be one person who would say, what are you doing? Maybe outside of Hill and his family, right? And if you listen to the audio, neither one of them deserved the child. You know, with the audio, it's more of, is Hill incriminated himself? I think the woman may be incriminating herself more, but just his attitude, and based on when you drafted him and you did your due diligence, which is the key word when you're looking at something, no, you just move on. Hell, well, you know what? He needs due process. No. Sports is not a right in America. Every contract has some clause about conduct. Personal, business, public. No, I don't want to hear this due process. We hear these coaches talk about it all the time, the college level. Well, we need the due process to work out. I get where someone may be innocent and they're accused. That's not the case. Then you put the guy, if he's a pro, on paid leave, and you go investigate. It's like Dorsey should learn something with the Browns right now and say, you know what, Mr. Hunt? I've rethought this, and we're going to move in a different direction. I can't take that chance. Look at the Browns draft. They had Greedy Williams was talking about them winning a Super Bowl. That's a little greedy in terms of his prediction. But this isn't, you know, Tyreek Hill, the way Tom Brady and deflated footballs was put in front of Greg Hardy and Rice and all of these stories. And then Tom Brady, that almost went to the Supreme Court over deflated footballs. And the NFL had the perfect shield for the shield. But this Hill story is sick. And that video, when I hear it, neither one of them deserve to be a parent. And I'm a father of five. And I don't care about NFL or deserve or his rightful spot on a roster. I don't want to hear that because sports is not a right in America. It is a privilege. At the high school level, college, peewee football, pros, semi-pro, it is not a right. It is a privilege. If you want to join in on our conversation, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. This is going to be a busy show, but a good one. And I'm ready. Hickey's ready. Alicia Montanaro, she's ready. John Fass will have an update here in about 16 minutes. Also, load up on the tweets. You can tweet us at Saturday Huge on Twitter and drop a comment Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Ryan Hickey, Alicia Montanaro, back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. John Fass with another update early on. Game 7 out in the West, first-round matchup, Denver leading San Antonio about 7 minutes in, 15-4. Winner moves on. Looking forward to the Rockets and the Warriors. We'll talk NBA, Stanley Cup playoffs, also the NFL draft. Can't wait to get – is Horowitz coming in later, Hickey, or is this his off week? Ben is one of the producers back at CBS in New York City. Is he coming in about 90 minutes?
I believe this is his off week. I think he doubled up the last 2 weeks to get his schedule flipped.
Oh, wow. He's a huge Giants fan, and I wanted to talk to him about Daniel Jones. Wow. 6th overall pick. I watched a film on this guy, and I've seen him play this year. He is not a 6th pick. I don't know what Gettleman and the Giants were thinking. Who knows? You know, the connection with Cutcliffe, the Duke coach, Cutcliffe, who coached Eli at Old Miss, the Mannings, you know, it just seems like a recommendation pick. You know, because I was going through that draft, and the first surprise was when Farrell went to Oakland. You're like, whoa, first 3 picks with Murray, Bosa, Williams, pretty much a lot of mocks had those. Then Farrell from Clemson, who made Dabo very happy along with the 10-year, $93 million deal. At least Dabo says guys should be paid something. You know, he got paid $93 million. What do you think Nick Saban is going to make, you know, $15 million a year? Wow. And then Devin White wasn't a surprise. Loved that linebacker. I think one of the best defensive players in the draft goes to Tampa. But, man, when they picked Daniel Jones, you went, what the heck? So you ask yourself that the Giants, based on Rosen and how Miami seemed to be the only taker, right? With Haskins when he dropped to the Skins. And how they didn't work out a deal for Rosen to be the heir apparent to Eli. I don't get that. You know, you give up a 3rd-rounder? You know, maybe a later pick? So you could have kept your – you're not going to give up 6. You could have kept 6. And you could have – you know, you wouldn't have to pick Jones. So then you look at Ed Oliver or Devin Bush, a linebacker, or Josh Allen. Now, the tight end, T.J. Hockenson, I'm not big on him. The Lions took him at 8. He's one of the slowest tight ends. Oh, I get you're a good blocker. You're big. NFL's about speed, folks. It is about speed. That's it, man. If you're anywhere around the ball, even quarterbacks now, look at Kyler Murray, look at Mahomes, it's about speed, man. If you don't have speed, you look old. You do. But, man, the Giants could have really, you know, landed a stud defender, traded for Rosen, and they're off and running. So the way, you know, when he's talking 3 years for Daniel Jones, Gettleman, the Giants GM, is Eli going to be able to make it through 3 more seasons? 2 more? You would have had Rosen there as a great insurance card where you could play it when necessary. Could have been middle of this year. Could have been a year from now. I don't get it, man. I don't get how some of these guys get these jobs. I'm serious in front offices, but then they've worked, you know, got them all worked in Carolina. Look what I did. And these owners just are so desperate. And half the time, they don't care. Because they're printing money because of the NFL TV deals. Now, that Devin Bush, for our listeners on 93.7 FM in Pittsburgh, and I do the statewide show in the afternoons in Michigan, that guy's a stud. He's a player. You know, same thing for our listeners on the Sports Hub in Boston with Chase Winovich. You'll love him. Wasn't healthy. I know he didn't look good against Ohio State. Had a shoulder issue. But they get after it. Those are the guys that I love. Who just, you see they're bringing it every play. And I think that will translate into the NFL. I thought the Steelers had a great draft. Really did. Fantastic. Not sure about Rashawn Gary going to the Packers at 12. I never saw him take over games at Michigan. And I'm looking at other picks at, you know, the Dolphins. And we're watching the first round, and you see the Dolphins take Christian Wilkins, and our first thought was, okay, they're trading for Rosen. And after the Giants, you know, took a quarterback, you knew they weren't trading for Rosen. So when Christian Wilkins was announced, a defensive lineman from Clemson, where their defense has looked like they all should play in the NFL the last couple of years, you're thinking, okay, that's done deal. He's going there. And then Washington's thinking the same thing. They go with Haskins at pick 15, and that's solid. And I didn't like his attitude. Well, I get that. You're going to prove people wrong, but that's pretty good, Dwayne Haskins, to be the 15th player selected, and you're set financially for life if you're smart with your money. So then you roll through the usual draft board picks. Nothing's really standing out. You know, Iowa having two tight ends go in the first 20 picks is amazing. Because I watch a lot of Big Ten football doing a statewide show in Michigan, and T.J. Hockenson, who went number 8 to the Lions, and Noah Fant, who went number 20 to the Broncos, I never looked at Iowa and said, man, those two guys are just, they could change an NFL team. But you do a good workout, pro day, individual workout, you interview well, and you do well at the combine, you can become a first rounder if you didn't do squat in college. Because then everybody thinks they can coach you up. And they got to steal. So then as the first round is going by, you're looking at interesting picks that stick out. I love what the Ravens did with Marquise Hollywood Brown. His emotion, man. These guys breaking down crying. Some of these people didn't have a pot to pee in. And they're on a lifelong journey, not just with football, but with life. And a lot of these guys are looking at the fact that they'll be able to take care of their parents. They'll be able to change people's lives because of what happened on Thursday night. And I love that. And then the Redskins keep up their great draft. They go with Montez Sweat trade up and look past the reported heart issues. And then I looked at the end of the first round and I see N'Keal Harry. And I watched the Patriots start that they got another target for Brady. They're picking at the bottom and they're just loading up on athletes. 3 months removed from winning another ring. And it's why they're the greatest franchise ever. I'm talking for the run they're still on, ever. Sorry, Pittsburgh Steelers. Sorry, Montana and the Niners. Sorry, Aikman and the Cowboys. Sorry, Landry and the Cowboys. They are the greatest. So we'll talk more about the NFL draft, NBA playoffs, a Game 7 in Denver between the Nuggets and the Spurs, Stanley Cup playoffs. Tyreek Hill, I'll deliver a huge opinion. I want your feedback later. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Tomorrow at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, the toughest sport on dirt takes a stage in Columbus, Ohio for the Wrangler Long Live Cowboys Classic presented by Cooper Tires. The Unleash the Beast series continues on the CBS Sports TV network. We do have a Hickey Montanaro producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass preparing another update after one in Game 7 in Denver, 23-13. Sounds like a Broncos score. 23-13, Denver on top of San Antonio. Winner stays alive to win an NBA World Championship ring. Huge opinions on the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs coming up. Also, I'll deliver my thoughts, and I kind of talked about it in my opening huge opinion on Tyreek Hill and the Kansas City Chiefs and the NFL. They do a great job of tiptoeing, don't they? They can navigate the minefield of Brady and deflated footballs while the Super Bowl is the biggest thing on earth this side of FIFA's World Cup. They can navigate, you know, a lot of people are saying the NFL Network wasn't covering the Tyreek Hill story. Well, guess what? You're run by your corporate guys, and if they want to tell you not to cover something, you don't have to cover it. It doesn't make anybody on the network. All the journalists should talk. You know, I got these scrub writers, you know, come on. If you work for somebody and they tell you not to talk about something, you can't do it. Okay? I get freedom of speech, but it doesn't apply in the workplace. So a huge opinion on that. And then our huge question of the night, who won the draft? Who won it? Who's the draft bowl champion in the NFL last 3 days in Nashville? And I love Nashville. Way to go, everybody. Who won the draft? Who did? Who won it? So you can answer that at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. From everything you watched leading up to today, and I'm checking the CBS Sports app, my 12-year-old son, Ace, you know, we're at a soccer game with my son, Legend, on the east side of Michigan, and Ace is looking at the CBS Sports app, and he's talking, he's a huge Patriots fan because he loved Brady. He's talking about the Patriots are just killing it. He didn't like the Lions draft, and the Patriots were picking at the bottom. Started from the bottom, now we're here. So you can join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I'll tell you who I think won the draft. I'll give you my final two. That was my draft bowl matchup. Because you start getting into rounds. I think you win the draft in the first three rounds. You may win it a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, if you find another Brady, right? If you get somebody that comes out of nowhere. But I think you know, because I was arguing with some Lions fans statewide on Twitter and on Facebook. They're like, well, you know, there's no one guaranteed to be a starter. You know what? If you're a first rounder and you're not starting, I'll say at least the first, I'll go 15 slots, maybe 20. If you're not starting, guaranteed top 10 picks all have to start. And that's why I look at Jesse James, who the Lions picked up as a free agent, paying about $5 million a year from the Steelers. I love him. Can block, can catch, right? And they draft T.J. Hockenson. And I said, okay, I don't like the Lions draft because there's not one guy guaranteed to start. And I think that's a bad draft. If you're a team that's fallen from 9-7 to 6-10, and your draft right now has no guaranteed starters, how do you improve in what is a must playoff year? They traded Rosen. There's no doubt Kyler Murray starting. He's our number one pick. We're going to struggle with him for a year, if not two. And Kingsbury buys some time, right? We're working to become the next Kansas City Chiefs. Nick Bosa, are you telling me he's not starting for the Niners? Quinnen Williams is starting for the Jets. Farrell starting for Oakland. I've heard Farrell. Farrell will not be on the bench. Ryan, has anybody used that on CBS Sports Radio since Thursday night?
You are the first one that I've heard, at least, use that phrase.
Because I've heard his name pronounced Farrell. I've heard it both ways because, you know, there's 99 million talking heads. But Farrell will not be on the bench. He will be on CBS Sports Radio. Devin White will start for Tampa. Daniel Jones, now, this is the point on the number six pick with Daniel Jones. He will not start. I doubt he'll ever be successful. And keep the tape for anybody listening. Josh Allen will start for Jacksonville. That's pick seven. T.J. Hockenson, I'm not... He may start because he's eighth pick, but I'll take Jesse James any day of the week. Oh, Hockenson's athletic. You know, when they show the highlights, when they draft somebody at eight and the highlights on the Bristol Network are his high school basketball playing days and the fact that he won a softball throw at the ages of 9 and 10, okay, come on. Oh, look at him block somebody from Indiana or Northwestern. And I'm not ripping Northwestern. I love Pat Fitzgerald. Ed Oliver will start for the Bills with a ninth pick. And, man, that's already a good defense. And Josh Allen, the other Josh Allen, is growing into a top-flight quarterback. Devin Bush will start for the Steelers in a heartbeat when they gave up picks 20 and 52 in a 2023 to bump up to get him. Jonah Williams starts on the offensive line for Cincy. That's a given. I think Rashawn Gary will start at defensive tackle. Christian Wilkins starts on the D-line for the Dolphins. I'm already down to pick 13. You know, Case Keenum is there with the Skins. I'm just going on guys I think who are, you know, Chris Lidstrom is an offensive lineman out of BC. He starts for Atlanta. Burns will start for the Panthers. Dexter Lawrence, a defensive lineman, probably starts for the Giants. Garrett Bradbury, offensive lineman out of NC State, I think he starts for the Vikings. So my point is, you have to draft somebody, if you're going first round, if you're like in that top 15, what I'm talking about, 20, you have, you know, you can be the Patriots or somebody who just won, Rams are trading out, you're not too worried because you're set up, the salary cap window strong, you're not worried about it. You're picking top 10. Those guys have to be impact players from day one, or at least game one. So you tell me who won the draft. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Adam in Washington, D.C. Listening in our nation's capital. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge. I love you, man. And I listen to you. I'm a wedding DJ. I hear you every night, every weekend when I come home. And I heard you say about Dwayne Haskins. Listen, man. The Redskins won the draft, okay? And I heard you say that you don't like the attitude coming out of Haskins. And I wanted to ask you because, you know, why do you say that? From us here in Washington, D.C., we have been living under the Kirk Cousins, you know, you like that era where that's the confidence that we've become accustomed to. Now we've got Case Keenum. And, you know, that's not working for us. So for us to draft up, or not to draft up, for us to draft Dwayne Haskins and to have somebody who's from D.C., who's got a chip on his shoulder, who's excited to play for us, I don't know, man. We're here in D.C. and we're loving it. And I just wanted to know, what about him turns you off?
Well, there's nothing about him that turned me off. And thank you, Adam, in D.C. I loved his career at Ohio State. I just thought it was a little whiny. That's it. I get the chip on the shoulder. I understand that, and I appreciate the call, Adam. It's not that he turned me off. I mean, my God, the guy's pick 15, and I agree with you that they're in my conversation for who won the draft. All right? Haskins, Montez Sweat, Terry McLaurin, wide receiver from Ohio State, Bryce Love, the running back from Stanford. Come on. You know, when I talk about the first three or four picks is when you win the draft, I get you can look at somebody fell, but we start going really past three sometimes or even four. Then it's guys who pan out, who surprise in year one or maybe in year five. But Haskins, Sweat, McLaurin, Bryce Love, if you're listening to our nation's capital, that is one strong draft. Who won the draft? Our huge question of the night. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Wes out in Boise, Idaho. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, great show.
Thanks, Wes.
Seahawks won the draft. They went in with four or five picks. They come out with 10 picks. Russell Wilson has all these new weapons to throw to. It's just, they did marvelous. And they're the kings of drafting in the fourth and fifth and sixth rounds. And they got some real value there. So I think the Seahawks won.
Yeah, I'm looking, and thanks for the call, buddy. You know, DK Metcalf is a guy that stretches the field. And I love that pick late in the second round. They went defense with Blair out of Utah. Collier, defensive lineman from TCU. I don't know if I'd put them, Barton, the linebacker I like from Utah in the third round. I don't know if I'd put them in winning the draft, but they had a great draft. And I think Metcalf will be a good release for Russell Wilson to chug it. One note on Wilson, I think since the last time we talked and the big deal he got, I don't know if that's the right move by Seattle. I don't. Is his best years behind them? And some of these guys get contracts based on what they've done for the franchise. It's how it works in the NFL. There's thank you deals. There are thank you deals where guys get paid, and some of us, not just media types, it could be fans in Seattle or anywhere, where you go, well, that seems like a lot of money. He's going to be old at the end. I think there are thank you deals in professional sports where owners understand what a player did for their franchise and they take care of them on the backside. And then others are just bean counters. And they don't care. It doesn't bother them. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Man, Denver and San Antonio in that game 7 out west, they're just, it's all defense. 29-16 Nuggets. Sounds like a Broncos score. Leading the Spurs. 8:33 to go in the second quarter. John Fass will have another update coming up here in just about 8 minutes. We have comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. You can join in. I read all of them. Dan Jansen says, from Willoughby, Ohio. He tweets, I'll tell you who won the draft, the Cleveland Browns. Odell Beckham Jr. at 17. Acostos Carvonis, who's listening out in Goodyear, Arizona. He tweets, the NFL is a very hypocritical organization talking about the Tyreek Hill situation. They pick and choose who and how an athlete will be punished. How it affects them is their criteria. Fairness and what is right or wrong is not the measuring stick. And then Peter James dropped a comment. Kawhi was awesome, flawless, 45. Wow. Philly plays no defense. As I was telling Hickey back at CBS in New York City, they don't play enough defense to win. I'm sorry. That's why the Houston Rockets won't beat Golden State in the series. They won't. Now, Golden State exactly hasn't been a defensive juggernaut, but I think you need to play some defense. We can look at Denver, San Antonio right now, 29-16. Now the Nuggets going to work. San Antonio's still in it because of defense, and Denver has a 13-point lead with 7:39 to go because of defense. Oh, look at Kawhi. 16 of 23 for 45 points. Toronto's showing me something. I think they'll sweep Philly. I do. Sixers played no defense. Zero. I mean, I know a lot of people were hoping Philly-Boston going old school in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it's going to be Milwaukee-Toronto. And that's a coin flip. Callers online, your huge opinions are coming up. If you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet me, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.